This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Tonight we're going to talk about the fastest man on the planet. No, we're not talking about Joe Biden. No, we're not talking about Joe McCain. No, we're not talking about even Trump. We're talking about the Flash or these guys that are taking video, putting them up on YouTube and TikTok, and they're saying that they're real speedsters. Real speedsters. The Flash. Right here. Got him with me. The Flash. The fastest man on the planet. The funniest thing is about the Flash and the Flash show, which I am a diehard fan of, is that time after time after time, they've proven that the Flash isn't the fastest man on the planet. Maybe he becomes it, but not at the beginning. Definitely the show, and I'm sure in the comic books are the same. So tonight I'm surrounded by Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas, as well as Jack over here accompanying me in the lab. And we're going to talk about some, and I'm going to show you a bunch of videos that are on YouTube that are some of the most possibly convincing footage of speedsters around the world. So when it comes down to speedsters, it comes down to a few things. One, they got to be super fast. We're talking faster than Usain Bolt. We're talking about people that can fly through traffic that's on a highway. People that can possibly even go past the speed barrier into another dimension, even running into the past like the Flash can. So I've come across some videos. I want to see what you think, and I want to see if they seem legit. Now, if you haven't seen the Flash, that's okay. If you haven't seen any speedster shows, that's okay. You can use your imagination. Basically, the premise, even Einstein talked about it, was if you could go fast enough backwards, spinning against the Earth, that you might be able to go backwards in time. That's kind of the idea. We don't have to go backwards in time to be fast. If you're fast enough, you can evade capture, you can take over opponents, and you can win wars. That's exactly what these UFOs that the government have can do. They're instantaneous travel. But what if they can make a suit that could make you just as fast? Well, let's take a look at some of these videos and see if we can find out if they have. So the first one comes up. We've got a few different videos that are I'm gonna show you. So let's take a look at this one. Is of a man in traffic. There's about five videos. We can talk about them as we play them. So here's the first one. Let's take a look at it here. So there was a man or a woman that sped through traffic right through here. They're going to replay it. It's a lightning bolt. Looks like it's a dash cam. And as it goes through, it rocks this guy's car, and it's red. I'm going to say that one's false because it's red. It looks like they're just trying to be like the Flash. This one's interesting. So there's two cars. There's one person that's in walking in front of a car here, and it looks like a speedster runs and saves her and pushes her across the street. That one, I have another clip of it, but this one's interesting because these people start to get out, and that's what I really start gauging is people's interaction and reaction to the event that happened. Is it real? Does it seem realistic? Does their body language seem like it's legit? Well, in that case, it did. I'll show you that video again in more of a long screen. This is one of the most important ones. This one came out 05-09 of 2012. I've seen this before, and what happens is this car comes down, this car comes through, and then like an old person or somebody with like a wheelchair or something or a walker comes walking through, and they were on a bike. Did you see that? I think they'll play it again. But you can notice this person comes out. This person is like, what the hell? This is the person that was on the bike. This person got moved up here. I think this is the speedster walking away, and this is the guy in the middle of the street like, what the hell just happened? Well, if you're the speedster, why would you walk away? You'd want to hide your identity, right? You want to get the hell out of there. And there's cameras everywhere, especially in foreign areas. But here, we're going to watch it again. Did you see that? So let's check it out real quick here. Just kind of like slow it down a little bit. Let's go back. Replay it. Okay, here you come. You can see they stopped and then reappeared right here. And the screen kind of flashed and almost turned off. And that one makes you wonder, did they do it on purpose? But the way that this person's body language is, it seems kind of legit. The speedster is like walking away kind of quickly, and this person that was on the bike, trike, kind of like one of those carrier bikes you might see in like, you know, some of the, Philippines or something like that. It's like a carrier bike. That's what they were riding, and that's what the speedster looks like. And it looks like he's got some energy coming off of his hands or her hands, and then it kind of goes away. That one's really fascinating to me. I don't know where it came from, but it looks like it's from, you know, some area in the Philippines or Southeast Asia, maybe. This one looks like this guy's just walking in the forest. I don't know. It looks like somebody's just taking a personal footage of this guy. And he's just kind of zooming around. Not even that far. I don't really get it. It doesn't really... If it's real, that's cool and everything, but this doesn't look very real. Let's look at number one in this person's footage. So this comes to us from what it looks like maybe April 11th of 2012. Looks like they might have it backwards, or it might be November 4th. I'm not sure which country this is from. Let's see what happens here. Okay, so there's two guys walking down an alley. And all of a sudden, something goes by very quickly. Will they slow it down enough for us to actually see what it was? Because it doesn't, you can't quite tell. It just looks like some image going by really quickly, and then the guys point at it. That wasn't that great. Honestly, I mean, that not the last one anyway, but the few before were pretty good. I'm going to pull up a couple more here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the long form of that girl crossing the street here. This is from, see, it looks like, I don't know if they had the date in the other one. Look at this, though. They get her across the street, and it just ditches out. And it black hoodie again, just like in that other video. I wonder if it's the same person or if they're faking it. But let's say it's real. Let's just suspend disbelief, right? Oh, no. Hang on. Okay, here it is. See these guys getting out of their car. So this is after she's been moved. I'm just going to bring it back. Look, they start to get out of the car slowly. And the passenger starts to come out. This guy comes out. And he's like, what the hell happened? Did something happen to my car? What happened to the person that was there? You know, like, they're kind of like, what in God's green earth happened? And look at, if you look down here at the bottom, it says most replayed area is right here in between 11 seconds to 22 seconds. So let's just replay it here. She decides, a lot of people in certain countries, they try to either kill themselves by traffic, or they try to get insurance money by getting hit by traffic. That's actually what it looks like here. It looks like she knows this car is going to stop. Okay, go back. She's starting to walk out. She sees this car. Okay, this is especially a big thing that happens in poor countries. They try to get hit by a car. So she knows, hey, maybe I can stop and walk out in front of this car. Oh, nope, they stopped. But this person might not see me, and they didn't. They tried to avoid her real quick and then pulled back and stopped. And this person just launched her through so that she wouldn't get hit or killed. You can see her bending over. She's like, oh, disoriented. Like you can imagine she would be. Looks like she might be wanting to throw up. And he or she just ditches that person and just takes off. So the speedster, you know, moves quickly, stops, takes a couple steps, gets off frame, and out of the scene. What do you think? Do you think that one's legit? I mean, there's, you know, these are older videos. This isn't stuff that came out since, like, AI, okay? This is stuff that's been around a while. It can still be fake. There's lots of fakes out there. But there might be some potential speedsters out there, too, especially when we look at the body language of the people interacting with the individuals after this happens, right? It's telling. It's very telling. It tells us, okay, was that a legitimate encounter? Do they look like they're acting? Do they look like they're trying to pretend? They look like they're trying to make it real. And there's a couple others that are pretty cool too, because there's one of a guy, like, it looks like in maybe China, where he's zipping through town and somebody was just like taking video, and it looks like they captured him on tape. I'll try to find it. Now, sometimes a speedster or a teleporter doesn't have to be even human. In this case, we actually find a cat that seemingly disappears into thin air on a CC television footage camera. So let's take a look here. This is the footage we got. At first, the clip shows a cat walking around. Okay? Looks pretty legit, right? Looks like a real cat. Now, many of you might have heard the story of Archer, the Archer ghost in Chicago. Some people call her Resurrection Mary. Some people call her Bloody Mary. But she looks like a real person. She's picked up by taxi cabs all the time. She's taken by single individual men, you know, just regular old bachelors. They pick her up and they take her with them to bars, to places. And then she has to be dropped off. She's as real as you and I. To fake them out that well, they have to look as real as you and I. So when we look at this clip and it might look fake, think again. Just take a look again. So this is caught on CC security camera. Here's the cat. Looks legit. Looks good. Looks like it's blending in. Looks like it's casting the right shadows on the wall. It's casting shadows underneath. Walking around. And just disappears into thin air. The man who owns the CCTV camera says he has seen the cat before, interestingly enough. But he never knew who owned it and assumed it was a stray. Look at it as it just disappears. It just blends into the ether and just goes away, right off the camera. Some people will say it's special effects. Some people will say it's not real. Some people will say that this is actually, you know, a real instance of time travel and teleportation. Or a ghost. A ghost cat. Which is probably what I would lean towards. I don't get any weird ill will here. I just get a cat that might be lost in space and time, or their understanding of it, or where they are, right? So let's take a look at the very last one, and you can tell me what you think, okay? So let's go. They did say, hey, let me show you the last statement here. The man who owns it says, I have a series of CCTV cameras around my house and check each of them every day. This is the strangest thing they have ever caught. So that makes, that gives it a little bit more credence, right? Now, if this last one is the coup de grace that takes the cake, this is really interesting. It may be fake, maybe real, we don't know. It's number one, though. This video was recorded by CC security camera in an alley in an unknown location. But here, look up here at the top. You can see 2016, January 30th, 2016 at about 12:46 in the morning, okay? There's a guy that appears to be homeless here, sitting here next to this garbage can. And there's a door where it says closed. It looks like a convenience store. So this guy's just taking a nice nap in this little corner. When all of a sudden, the lights flicker over here. Before he even comes out, before this guy walks through this door without even opening it, just walks right through the wall, the timestamp on the CCTV footage changes, flip-flops from 2016 to 2019. Okay, you can see again. I'll rewind it here for you. See, look at it, flip-flopping back and forth, 2016 to 2019. The date stamp flickers between 2016 and 2019. It appears that 2016 is the time period in which this took place. But when you look at it, when he keeps going, he goes back into the store. When he goes back into the store, it flickers again. Here's the flickering of the timestamp. Okay. Now, I'll pause this for a moment. I have seen this before. I've seen an employee of a convenience store actually get abducted on tape. And there was four cameras. And I believe all of them went out, or two of them went out at the same time and two stayed on. But they had all disrupted time periods. And then it showed him going outside and then like a light, and it just, you know, everything, the electronics just went out. Came back on. And then as they come back on, it shows him walking back in towards the store. He's like on his knees, kind of crawling back into the store, and he's throwing up. And it looks pretty legit, man. The guy looks shaken. And the footage is there. And the footage does have a lot of digitization problems, pixelization problems. I'm not sure if the date necessarily changed, but along with digitization and pixelation problems, you might have a date change. So anyway, back to the video here. Just see what else they say. He's walking back through. Some claim that this video is proof of time travelers or maybe teleporters. This guy does have the black hoodie on again. Some people maintain that this video is editing. Well, you can see as he's walking in, okay, look at this footage here, okay? So let's do our own a little detective work. Every time he walks in or out, there's this white etching around him, white etching around the black in the store, white etching above him. There's none on the homeless man, but there is white etching on the black stripe outside of the store. So it makes you wonder, is the etching just the camera going bad, or is it being, you know, I mean, obviously he's having an electronic effect on the camera, but is it only because these areas are black? I guess that's my question. And you can see as he goes through, that's what I want to look at, right? We're looking at, can we tell if this is fake or not? So let's watch it real slow. See, he walks almost right up to the door, and he hasn't gone through yet, and there's nothing wrong with the camera yet. Then he goes through, and let's look at the lighting just for a second. Let's look at the lighting on the back of him to see if there's any inconsistencies, okay? So as he goes in, there's a light up here. It's reflecting off of his back. And as he goes in and passes through briefly, the light bounces off of his back. But when he goes in, there's no light. It's black. So it seems consistent with somebody who would have walked through this door. Let's play it again. Well, we don't want it to go into super speed. Can we slow it down with playback speed? Let's decrease it by half, okay? All right, very good. Let's play this again. Okay. Okay, he's going out. Let's watch him coming back in again real quick. Come on. Okay. Not at like zero speed. Let's see him coming out of the store again. Let's see if the lighting is consistent. Okay. Okay. So it's flickering inside like it flickered outside. Interestingly enough, there's no flickering outside as he's walking out until he gets out. Then everything flickers outside. Now see, that to me is interesting because I would think if they're faking it, they'd try to like flicker everything just in one shot. But when they started, when he started coming out, everything in the store flickered, not outside until he walked through, and then it started to flicker, and then the timestamp started to change. So either they were really particular about how they recorded this, or they just got lucky, or it's real, right? But there's a lot of details to this to like, you know, evaluate. Especially when he's stepping up and stepping through. There's no changes in the door. There's no wobble in the door. So, is this due to ghost? Is the homeless man reacting to him and reacting to lights changing and things like that? It looks like he has some movement, but not a lot. So I'd like to see him reacting to the fact that there's light flickering all over the place that he wouldn't be used to and might scare him. I'd like to see him move a bit. He is moving a little bit. I can see his head kind of moving there. Let's take a look as he's coming out again. So as he's coming out, I want to take a look at this man. This man does lean back and he's like, he might be like, what the heck's going on? He might have got shocked a little bit. Looks like he's moving his arm a little bit. We don't know if he's inebriated or whatever, right? He might be. It looks like he's sleeping as he's coming back in. And when he goes back in and everything's blinking, if you're sleeping, you're not really going to notice a whole lot. Looks like he just turns his head a little bit. And that's about it. Kind of gets shaken a little bit. Why would this person be going in and out of a what appears to be a, you know, convenience store, maybe a pharmacy, whatever? They drug addicts that have superpowers? Maybe. Maybe he wants some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I don't know. Maybe he just wants his Baja Mountain Dew. You know, he looks like a teenager to me. Maybe he just wanted to fake a video to see how good he could do for his high school or college project. We really don't know. I wish we had the answers. But I do like that they added so many details in here. They added a person that could interact in the background. The person appears to be homeless. They added the lights flickering before he gets into the store. Then they flicker once he gets through the store. Then the time change happens. Although, you know, I'd like to see, like, the entire time change. You know, like, I'd like to see the time change. I'd like to see the month change, the date change, and the year. Just the year changing back and forth seems kind of strange to me. But then again, it is the first group of digits on the film, so maybe that's the only part that got affected. I don't know, but this one's interesting to me. So is teleportation real? Is being a speedster real? Well, let's just look at Mr. Captain Kirk or Mr. Thomas Hayden, right? Christian Haydenson, I think his name is, who played Jumper. Here he is playing Jumper. Just teleporting the car around China, I think it was. There's lots of footage and lots of movies about this type of thing. It's a fascinating topic. It's interesting. You even have a video like this where a car just happens to have a tree launched through the middle of it. Seemingly impossible. Nonetheless, it appears on the internet. Not everything on the internet's true, we know that, but there are some amazing pieces of footage out there. I really, really like taking a look and seeing what's out there. I didn't include everything because, you know, there's just too much stuff out there. There's even the Ring camera that I did about the guy who supposedly got abducted by aliens. I'll show you that one here real quick. He's walking out of his house. He's got the Ring camera on back there, and he just gets abducted by aliens, gets zapped up. Pew! Just abducted. That's a good one. That's a goodie, but it's not a time traveler. It's not a speedster. So I didn't really want to necessarily include it in here. But there's some fascinating ones out there. I think a lot of them can be explained. I think a lot of them can be easily faked, right? Easily faked. That being said, are there some that are legit? I think the one that, you know, that was the alien abduction from a few years ago, where there was the four cameras that I don't have on me, was legit. Do I think the very last one that we saw with the guy walking through the pharmacy was legit? It's possible. There's a lot of interesting details in that one that we could break down, and maybe somebody that has, you know, science degree could really break down. But I think that with all of the studies and all of the programs that the government has run, specifically with psychics, psychic powers, psychic capabilities, one of their biggest questions was, is it possible for somebody to have so much psychic kinetic energy that they could move a city, that they could cause an explosion simply with their mind? Even Uri Geller had this question. Uri Geller helped the government try to figure that out too, because it would be an insane threat. Somebody that can move as fast as a ball of lightning, you know, a speedster, would be a problem. They could get into highly secure areas, steal highly secure items, and be able to get out. Maybe they can use the same tools that that the Flash can use. He can phase, he can vibrate himself so much that he can phase right through a wall and grab what he needs and phase it out. So even if he was like stuck in jail or something like that, he could phase himself right through the wall, or if he needed to get something on the outside, back in, or vice versa, he could phase it. So if there was truly a speedster out there, the possibilities really are limitless. A lot of people don't understand like the physics and the comic and the possibilities out there. So not only are they fast, but they can go through walls. They can take things. They can basically teleport. They can go back in time. They can even go forward in time. They can make multiple realities. I mean, that's like what happens in the Flash, is that he makes multiple realities. He goes back in time, changes something back in time. It's kind of like the Back to the Future effect. He comes back, and they, you know, the mother has like moved on and married Biff, right? Instead of George McFly. So there's all these different realities that could happen if you were a speedster. Would they happen like we were talking about last podcast with multiple dimensions? I mean, it's tough to say. We don't know a speedster. But when you think about the third dimension being measured by space, time, gravity, things like that, it's almost like they're going into another dimension. It's almost like they have a fourth dimension capability. And that's what they address in the Flash show itself. They address the fact that when he goes so fast that he actually goes into another dimension and can access different things, have access to different time periods, access to changing time periods, and so on and so forth. So it's really quite fascinating. It would be nice to be able to go faster to get a glass of, or you know, a jug of milk from Walmart. It would be nice to be able to go a little bit faster to get to a baseball game. For your kid, it might be able to, you know, be nice to, you know, go faster just to show off. It's actually interesting because the Flash can actually create a kinetic ball of lightning as well. So that's kind of cool. You can create like wind tornadoes and things like that. So if you were a speedster, there's a lot of weapons you can use at your disposal as well, including increased healing. But you got to eat like 500 hot dogs a day to keep up with the metabolism and all the calories you burn, which some people might enjoy. But it would cost a bit. So I guess in wrapping it up, would being a speedster be a bad thing? Not necessarily. Would it be expensive? Probably. Is it possible? Yeah, I think it's possible. And it's definitely possible. I know personally when I've been in better shape, probably about 50 pounds less, and I was running pretty fast. I was running a lot. And the feeling that I got was just like almost like a euphoria. They call it a runner's high. But the faster and faster I got, it just made me feel like invincible. So somebody that can run insanely fast would also have to have high regenerative capability in case they got hit by something, you know? In case they broke a bone, in case they got hurt. The government's run all kinds of programs, ranging from Project OxyGas, where they tried to have Yuri Geller telepathically communicate with dolphins to drop bombs on enemy ships. I mean, think about that. To remote viewing. It's a superpower. Remote viewing is a superpower, although all of us have it inherently. Some of us are better than others at it. And then you have people who have super strength. You have people that are magnetic. You have people that get struck by lightning multiple times and can survive and seem to attract lightning. You have people that seemingly have telekinesis, telekinetic powers that can move objects with their minds. So we've had multiple podcasts about that. So when you think about all these people that have all these powers, why would becoming a speedster, moving it faster than what most people can do, be out of the realm of possibility? So I maintain that being a speedster is possible. What do you think? Would you like to be a speedster? At what cost would you accept it? What if you had to die earlier because you're burning so much calories? You know, the tortoise lives the longest, right? One that moves the slowest lives the longest, like 200 years. Would it be worth it to live to 35 if you had insane speed from, you know, 15 on? You're basically creating your own time by creating that much speed and having more experiences by having that much speed. Kind of interesting to think about. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a fantastic night. I hope you enjoyed some of the videos. Hope you enjoyed some of the theory. Hope you enjoyed just hanging out. And if you're interested, go check out the Flash series. It's really interesting. You know, a lot of the science and all that comes into play. So they do a pretty good job of it. So anyway, take care of you guys selves. Have a happy Easter. Happy Passover, whatever you celebrate. Happy weekend. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please like, follow, share, subscribe. Take action right now. Please do that right now, right after the podcast, if you haven't. And just leave a comment. Leave a comment on Spotify. Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. I don't care. I just want to hear what you guys have to say. If you like it, you don't like it, you're never going to listen to it again. I'm going to listen to it forever. I'm going to hang out with you. I got an idea for a podcast. You want to possibly jump in on a podcast and chat. Just leave your comments, whatever they might be, okay? And I'll try to publish them, get to them as quickly as I can, and even address them. So I appreciate everybody who has commented, and I appreciate everybody that appreciates the show and has ideas to improve it as well, or ideas for future podcast ideas. So anyway, guys, take care of yourselves. Go like, follow, share, subscribe. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.